How you like that? Brand new from the band Platypus. That was their version of Miserloo. All right. Okay, catch our breath because now it is time for Nervous Norvis. One of the Nervous tunes you don't hear unless you're me, and then I play it all the time. By the way, Zombo in Your Brain, of course, you know that. I'm here till 5 o'clock today. 3 more hours. I'm doing my 7-hour Zombo-a-thon. And I still got plenty of juice left. Yeah.
Doodly-a-ba-ba-ba, zoink, zoink. Doodly-a-ba-ba-ba, zoink, zoink. One morning I was born on the planet Mars. I gassed up my cradle and I shot through the stars and I landed on Earth with a solid bang. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. Now it didn't take me long to get settled down, cause when I dug the cool chicks in every town, I said, this is it, cat, let's get earthbound. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. I got a bebop cap man, a real stingeree, and a solid gold keychain down to the knees, and real nervous pegs with a crazy crease. I'm the Fang, the Fang, I'm the Fang. Man, I'm feeling just like a newborn colt. I'm gonna hit these chicks with a Martian jolt, cause I'm a red hot daddy with 1,000 volts. I'm the Fang, I'm the Fang, I'm the Fang. Now I meet this earth cat and he says, hi, you all. Man, you're real nervous. You feel like a ball. I said, sure, daddy. He said, let's find a hall. He didn't know I was a Fang. The Fang. The Fang. So we dug a cool hall and tried it on for size. And all the cats were jumping to a rock and roll cry. And every Melaroony chick just glued her eyes on the Fang. On the Fang. On the Fang. My feet started flashing like the noonday sun, and my blue suede were hotter than a $2 gun, and the chicks all yelled, daddy, oh, you're the one, you're the Fang. You must be the Fang. You're the Fang. Now when I left that hall about 12 midnight, I was an outer space papa that was feeling right, cause every chick in the house was mine on sight. Man, I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. I revved up my rod and I flashed into flight and I sped through the stars back to Mars, my delight. And I know those earth chicks are dreaming tonight of the Fang, of the Fang, of the Fang.
And time to follow that son of a gun up with Armpit Number 6, Screamin' Jay.
Einstein was a genius about theoretical and tricks. And we all know that fire and water just don't mix. But you should dig my baby who is stoned from the sticks with a whole kind of perfume called Armpit Number 6. You must dig for yourself, my chick from the sticks, with a whole kind of perfume called Armpit Number 6. Number 6.
Let me see, to wind down this twisted trifecta. Soupy Sales, the Mouse. Mr. Supala Sales there with Do the Mouse. And this is Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh, with a Zombathon, playing all kinds of stuff for you, all kinds of things, and yelling like a maniac. Didn't blow my voice out yet, but I'm going to work on it here for 3 more hours. And the phone number here is 412-268-9728. Live in your studio, getting actually some nice phone calls from my surviving listeners. So far, I'm at 200% of my listeners are still alive and kicking. And before I even did the show, they were most of them. This brought them back to life. At least some of them, I think. At least woke some of them up. All right. WRCT in Pittsburgh. So now let's smooth things down a little bit. Okay. We kind of, it's because the show's kind of like a roller coaster. It goes up there and then it goes down and then it goes off the track into the lake. And then that's the end of the show. But I've got, this is neat. This is the original version. Who would think that George Harrison would ever steal a song? No, I'm not going to play He's So Fine, which he ripped off as My Sweet Lord and got sued. No, here's another song that he didn't take credit for, but at least he made a hit out of this. Check this out. Gonna take money, oh, a lot of spending money. It's gonna take part of money. as Kenny Joe would say, that is a tender little ditty. And that there's a James Ray with the original version of I Got My Mind Set on You. And let's see here. Another nice little song is a version of, I don't know who did the original version of this, but the Mavericks do a very swell version of the song called Swingin'. Kind of like an old rockabilly tune, but it's got, I don't know, there's something about it I just kind of dig. So just going to start to lull you into some nice soft tunes before I upside your head with a big turd. So, but this next tune is a really neat version of the song by The Left Banke, Walk Away Renee. And it's a newer version because it's before the other one. It's all newer versions. There's a new version by Gal Gun. You're listening to Zombo right here, live, in your brain, live, real life. You can poke me with a stick. It's that live. It is that live. WRCT in the Pittsburgh And it is a quarter after two. And it's time to walk away with Nate Galgun. And then don't worry, we're going to get twisted again. But first off, got to lull folks into that false sense of relaxation.
And when I see the sign that points one way, the lot we used to pass by every day, just walk away, mirror, you won't see me follow you before. The empty sidewalks are my block, I'm not the same.
I'm sorry, I just can't wait. I have to do this, okay? And that was pretty song and all, but I don't know. I don't feel it. I'm not feeling it, but I am feeling this. Born Stupid by Paul Leary.
Doctor or a lawyer, playing golf with my rich friends at the club, but I had to be more stupid. Why did I have to be? Yeah.
Great album that came out last year. Paul Leary, the guitar player for the Butthole Surfers, and his album, Born Stupid. That was the title track. Feels so good to play that sick stuff every now and then. You know, and then you need that pretty stuff, and then you just got, yeah, but for me, I just couldn't wait, because it's thinking time! A nice little tune there by the Alfred E. Newman Orchestra. And when I say Alfred E. Newman Orchestra, it's the same one as this.
It's a gas!
Thank you.
a song that single-handedly got more children in trouble than anything else. It was a cardboard record in Mad Magazine. That was It's a Gas. And I would have loved to see how that was done in the studio. You know, you had these probably like the guys like some like old jazz dudes what we got here? Old jazz dudes and like for hire guys, and then they got some dude, hey, this guy burps a lot. I think we're on to something. And let's see what else we got. Oh, so this is, so speaking of stuff like that and things like this, this next tune, I was really surprised when I got a copy of it. And this I got from doing a wedding. So I was doing a wedding and they go, can you play this special song for us? I'm like, okay. He goes, well, it's by the Village People. I'm like, okay. And he goes, now, you know, the Village People had a whole new wave phase after the disco. They tried making a hit in the early 80s. I'm like, really? And it's not a bad tune. It's called Food Fight. And it's the Village People. See, I don't really know what Village People that was, because I did not hear like that. I'm hearing the voice. And it's like, well, it doesn't sound like the policeman, doesn't sound like the Indian, doesn't sound like the construction guy. I don't know, but they're on the cover. It's a new wave record that came out in the early 80s after the whole disco craze died a horrible death. That was the Village People with Food Fight. Okay, and in line with that, you might as well pack a lunch. Because we're going to do it. Kick Your Butt by Divine. You're listening to Zombo right here in your brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh. Live Zombothon right here until 5 o'clock today. Dig in, WRCT. Kick Your Butt. Oh, will you come on already? Come on.
Funk, I'm gonna kick your butt.
There you go.
With the beat and the rhythm of the funk.
I thought that song would be longer than that. I was eating a sandwich. I have to do something while I'm on the air. 7 hours. Luckily, I'm wearing a catheter, so everything's good like that. So, got more great phone calls and more fantastic requests. Wow, just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, let's bring Divine in, and Divine did a kick your butt. And here's the Fugs with Boobs a Lot. Special request.
Do you like boobs a lot?
Yes, I like boobs a lot.
Why do you like boobs a lot?
You gotta like boobs a lot.
Do you like boobs a lot?
Yes, I like boobs a lot.
Why do you like boobs a lot?
You gotta like boobs a lot.
Down in the locker room, just me boys. Getting out of the locker room with all that noise. Thinking, do you like boobs a lot?
Yes, I like boobs a lot.
Why do you like boobs a lot?
You gotta like boobs a lot.
Do you wear your jock a lot?
Yes, I like my jock a lot.
Why do you wear your jock a lot?
You gotta wear your jock a lot.
Why do you wear your jock a lot?
If I had a flag along,
if I had a long flag along,
if I had a long,
if I had a long flag along,
All right. Another cultural pinnacle in the United States of America, the Fugs. Yes. And that was Boobs a Lot. And yeah, it's off an old scratchy record, too. That goes out to Special Request. And I'm thinking, while I'm playing the Fugs, Boobs a Lot, a new record came out. I played a couple tracks of it on during the Underground Bunker shows. Peter Stampfill was with did some work with the Fugs. He released an album called A Century of Music or 100 Songs. He did a song for every year from 1900 to 2000. And the way he does stuff, he has his own unique style. And I particularly like his version of the Kinks' Waterloo Sunset. And Peter Stampfill's, I don't know, maybe 480 years old now. I don't know how old he is. But one of these guys, you're hanging in there. That's the thing about a lot of these rock and roll men. Like they always said, rock and roll guys won't live past 27. You know, I got most of the Rolling Stones left. You got a couple of the Who. You got, you know, and they're going to die sooner or later. So I can imagine, you know, and I can just imagine how horrible when Ringo dies. Oh, my God. They're probably going to shut the banks down. People are going to be, you know, moaning in the street. You know, pretty well-loved drummer, you know. One of the, you know, I don't know what he did with the money that he got paid for drum lessons or whatever. It was interesting because it's always good to pick on Ringo. And, you know, so it's one of these things where these old rock and roll guys are all going to start dying. Well, they are already dying. And, you know, we just got to deal with that, you know, and celebrate the music now. Listen to the music now. Don't wait till they die, okay? Because, you know, you listen to the music now and you enjoy it now. And this way you don't have those pangs of guilt, you know, like, oh, man, I just started listening to David Bowie. He just died, and I just got into him now. Man, whatever. Who cares? They're just, you know, I'm sorry, dead celebrities, dead folks. No shortage of them, my friends. All right. Peter Stampfill, I believe, is still alive, barely. Waterloo Sunset.
So busy, makes me feel dizzy. Taxi light shines so bright, but I don't need no friends. As long as I gaze on Waterloo Sunset, I am in paradise. Every day they gaze on Waterloo Sunset, they are in paradise.
let's just say a very unique version of Waterloo Sunset, the Kinks tune, done by Peter Stampfl, who was at the Holy Modal Rounders. I think he did stuff with the Fugs, just like one of these 1960s institutions. Or he wasn't in a 1960s institution. Perhaps he was in a 1960s institution. I do not know, but fascinating fellow. And this comes from his new album, or his new box set, 100 Songs in 100 Years. So obviously, see, he did well with the pandemic too. He actually just kind of said, I want to record a song. Yeah, the stuff from the 1900s is pretty funny. Some of the older novelty tunes. And then gets up into the 60s. Okay. Oh, my. That sandwich went down the wrong pipe. I start sounding like Peter Stampfl. That voice alone makes my throat sore. There we go. So now, ease things up a little bit. I got to get a sip of something. Ah, yes, detergent. Delicious. I'm going to play some Walter Wesley Stace. The name might not mean anything to you, but John Wesley Harding, who was he did a lot of really kind of like Elvis Costello stuff, Joe Jackson, really nice punk, not punk, but like pop, real smart pop music with a bit of a new wave edge to it. Anyhow, he came out with this new album. Well, changed his name to his real name, which is Wesley Stace. And this is I heard this album and it knocked me out because I heard nothing like it ever before. It sounded like an old jazzy record, but it had like all these really good. Oh my God, I'm choking. Does anybody know the hymen remover? Okay, so. Okay, here's his Everything All the Time from his latest album called, I think it's called Late All Night or Up All Night or Late Night something. It's a great record, Wesley Stace, brand new. And this is Everything All the Time. It's really a really beautiful record. I shouldn't have gargled with those razor blades.
I used to dream of the silver screen, lost in the dark with my black and white queen. Now it's screen upon screen upon screen upon screen. Every hand, including mine. It used to be few and far between. Now it's everything all the time. Love was once so rare it hurt. Now rarities are common as dirt. Every extra is an extrovert, searching for a story. Everything all the time. Everything and other things too. Cause every single thing was far too few. Traitors complain and you are one of the haters. Missed that show and you were done. Waiting a week was half the fun. Now it all comes down at sprint towards the finish line. It used to be few and far between. Now it's everything all the time. Traitors, you want a date, they only want your data. was not great, we weren't all zen, but at least there were still moments when you could lie back, ignore the signs. It used to be few and far between. It used to be few and far between. It used to be few and far between. Now it's everything.
So there's something to be said about this brand new record that came out during the pandemic. Just a beautiful record, just brilliantly written, just fabulously produced. It's some of these things, it's just a good song. And it is almost like criminally unjust that it gets played on this show for, like, you know, my friends. You know, it's not, but it's Wesley Stace, whose stage name used to be John Wesley Harding. And he did some really good stuff then. But this new album, I did not know who it was. This is Wesley Stace, and the cover looks like some old 70s lounge record. And I put this on, and I'm like, oh my God, this is just, it's brilliant. It's just too smart. It's music that's really too smart. You know, people, you know, what can I say? Doomed race. So that's, but that's okay. We're having fun, right? Yeah, you know, it's a... As the turd spins around the toilet, it's wee! You'll raise your arms up in the air and have a good old time. Let's see here. Moon radio. At the height of the Cold War, the Soviet Union installed a covert probe on the moon as part of the KGB Lunar Espionage Division. With considerable effort, WRCT's astronomy group has tapped into the probe's memory banks and deciphered a vast library of extraterrestrial lunar transmissions. WRCT presents... That sounds really like a good show. WRCT presents Moon Radio, an anthology series of earthy music with earthy unearthy broadcasts every Tuesday at 10 p.m. I may have to check that out rather than just listen to my dumb show. All right, what do we got here? Let's see here. Okay, let me ask you something. This I'm telling you, I'm reading this. It's not like me really caring about asking you something, okay? Promo says this. There was a guy sitting in the office. How do I start this promo off? I don't know. How about let me ask you something? And then this intrigues the audience. Well, what does he want to ask me? Well, let me ask you. Would you seat a 3-year-old child on the windowsill? Yeah, I would. But then again, I don't like children. Would you seat them besides a lit fireplace? Oh, yeah, definitely a lit fireplace at the deep end of a pool. That sounds like a party. One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Ah, another thing with car crashes. Leading killer of children, 1 through 13, secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. There you go with that. For more information, safe car, the right seat. Sounds like tyranny to me. It sounds like tyranny. Put your kid in the car seat. Sounds like tyranny. A massage from the National Traffic Safety Association and the WRCT. What do we got here? Okay, this one says rules. This is one. Driver, personal shopper, financial manager, nurse, and daughter at AARP. AARP? I'm reading AARP already. They understand the many roles of the care. I guess that's most of my audience, right? You guys are in the AARP, right? That's depressing because, like, even when I was, like, in my like 40s, I was getting stuff for AARP already jonesing me for this. And now I have to read WAARP. In Cincinnati. That's why they created AARP.org-caregiving. It's an online resource center that connects experts with caregivers. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. AARP.org/caregiving to learn more. So there you be with that. So there. Don't ask me for help, okay? Don't ask me for help or to put your kid in the car seat. Ain't happening. So, okay, so this guy's interesting. John Lydon, don't really care for him much. He's always been a jerk, okay? That's his job. His job is that. That's his job. You know, he was Johnny Rotten. His job is being a jerk and infuriating people. But he came out with this one song that really surprised the Sam Hill out of me, and I have a lot of Sam Hill in me. It's really an interesting, who would have thunk that this guy would do a song about climate change. Yeah, this is PIL. Don't ask me. It's a really neat song too. It's a rocker and it's got all kinds of cool stuff. So just check it out. Bit of a poignant thing there, PIL. That's John Lydon with "Don't Ask Me," and man, it's a great song. It's got a nice little hook to it. It's good. It's got a good beat. You can dance to it, and it's got lyrics that are very intelligent. But hey, here's another tune called "Don't Ask Me," and it's by Ian Dury. And man, this thing's groovy. In your brain, WSED in the Pittsburgh.
Stand with a donut for a brain. On my life, I must see you again. I should think that's maybe fairly plain. Is it is it is or is it ain't? Don't ask me to leave it out, or turn it up, or pack it in. Don't ask me. Don't ask me.
harmonic with I'm Afraid. On my life, I believe we're tailor-made. I should worry if the weather spoils the trade. I'm a crumb and I'm in your lemonade. Don't ask me to knock it off, or cut it short, or jack it in. Don't ask me, don't ask me, don't ask. Let me offer you my life and all my love. Let me offer you a bargain. What a lovely range. Don't forget the change. Don't ask. Don't ask. Don't ask. Don't ask me to make a sacrifice. On my life, I'm cheaper half the price. Won't you try a portion or a slice? Slightly warm, but very, very nice. Don't ask me to leave it out, or turn it up, or pack it in. Don't ask me, don't ask me.
Some jazzy goodness there from Ian Dury and his Blockheads. Don't Ask Me, from his album. I think it was called Do It Yourself. It was a really funny album because it had all these different album covers. They wanted them all to look like a do-it-yourself project. So for the album cover, what they did is they bought all these wallpaper samples. They bought all these rolls and rolls of wallpaper. And they wallpapered the album cover, and then they just printed on top of the wallpaper. So there's like about 15 different covers that you could possibly get from this album. And I think it cost the record company a fortune. And obviously that wasn't a big hit and didn't make them a lot of money back. But so what? So you listen to Zombo right here in your brain. Zombothon. My goodness gravy. 3 o'clock is the time. And I got 2 more hours of this nonsense. And let me look at this. I still have 177 songs I picked out that I haven't played yet. Ain't that something? So if I ever do another Zombothon, I will be well prepared. And I think, honestly, when I start doing my next week, I will be doing a pre-recorded show. So it's going to be pre-recorded next week. It's live in your brain now, but next week is going to be pre-recorded. But when I do my shows in the future, I think I'm just going to freeball it. It's going to be a while before I do themes again. I got too much good music and too much bad music to play for you. So there you be with that. Let's rock things up a bit. Oh, yeah. Warm Dusher. Big Wilma!
Wilma.
Oh, I jump right into POW with Castle of Faith. WRCT, Zombo right there, and you right there. You're right there. Stay.